And now, our national anthem. Yes, Beyoncé and Jay-Z up there with the president singing the national anthem on Inauguration Day. Jay-Z, of course, quietly watched and listened. But was it live, or was it something else? Yes, the national controversy that has overtaken the internet, that threatens to outpace the Britney Spears lip-syncing scandal, even the Milli Vanilli crisis of the 1980s. Was she singing? Was it just a tape, and she was merely moving her lips? Or was she singing, and there was also a backup tape there at the inauguration, which would have been what we heard while Jay-Z and the president got the live version there on stage. Oh, one more thing. Do you care? We want your verdict. 877-8MYTAKE or takeaway.org or Twitter. But we have our own in-house expert opinions to rely on here. Jay Cowett, technical director for The Takeaway. Jay, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to come in here.
Thank you, John.
And Jeff Spurgeon, morning host of WQXR, New York Public Radio's classical music station. Jeff, thanks once again.
It's a pleasure, John.
We rely on you in moments of crisis here.
Happy to be here.
All right. So, Jay and Jeff, did she or didn't she?
Well, and this is important, John. I do care whether
right,
she did
fine.
Or didn't.
Of course you do.
This is important.
You wouldn't
be
here.
She's at the presidential inauguration.
Yeah.
She's got to do it.
Fine.
She didn't sing, John. Well, she may have sang, but the feed that comes over the network feed, not her. Some kind of backing track. Well, maybe her, but a backing track.
All right,
that
so
she
you
recorded
think
earlier.
That what we heard on the network was not what she was singing. It was actually a tape. Jeff, what do you think?
I would have agreed with Jay, but I don't agree with Jay because we have new evidence that clearly shows that she was absolutely singing. Absolutely. What we heard was Beyoncé doing what she can do and did.
We should note that the Marine Band said initially that she did not sing and then retracted that statement and said they are not in a position to judge whether she sang or not. We are in a position perhaps to judge.
Yes.
First, the network feed. All right, so someone was singing there, and now this is the camera feed that came from the camera that was actually pointed at Beyoncé on stage there, presumably much closer to her than what we were listening to.
And the rock is red glare, the bumpers sing in air.
I don't know, Jay. I might be going with Spurgeon on this one.
See, this is where I think you can really tell, because you can hear her singing, and that's the best way to lip sync, is to actually sing the song, so your visual inflections are similar. But you can hear, like, you're tuning a guitar, you can hear some tonal difference.
Do you think there were
two
voices there?
I think she was singing.
And there was
the
a voice on tape.
Yes.
Jay, let me lip sync for you right now here on The Takeaway. You ready?
I'm ready.
That was me lip-syncing. You didn't hear anything because I wasn't saying anything. Lip-syncing is when you don't say anything. She was singing along with her track, but the performance was obviously really carefully prepared. And we heard her do what she does best. The fact that she'd rehearsed and had a little help, considering that the band was below her, there were monitor speakers at her feet, probably some echo off the buildings
president
on the side.
Was there, president?
Absolutely.
Was there,
yeah. Live television. Yeah. Have you ever sung in a stadium? I've sung the national anthem in a baseball stadium. And it's
Jeez.
A nightmare.
But you didn't lip sync?
No, I didn't.
Right.
But I started singing, and 3 seconds later, my voice came back to me at about 10 times the loudness I had. It's completely unnerving.
I would rather hear her sing badly live than hear her lip sync well.
Well, it seems that people on stage did get to hear her singing live, even if there was a backup take because they were so worried about everything messing up. What do you think about this extraordinary controversy here in America? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Jeff Spurgeon and Jay Cowett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.